Several of the experts summoned to advise the senators had the same suggestion. This came from health economist Gail Walensky, who advised Republican presidential candidate John McCain.
The first one is to go after the tax treatment of employer-sponsored insurance. It's regressive, it's inefficient, and it's a lot of money.
She's referring to the fact that workers don't pay tax on the value of health insurance provided by their employers. McCain campaigned to eliminate that tax break last year, so it's not surprising Walensky would be for it. But here it was also being endorsed by MIT political scientist Jonathan Gruber, considered far more of a liberal.
This is a large amount of dollars we're talking about. It's about $250 billion as of a year or two ago, making it the second largest federal health care program in America.
Now, Chairman Baucus was quick to make clear he wasn't going to go as far as Senator McCain did last year and suggest getting rid of the tax exclusion entirely.
To be honest, I don't think we're going to repeal the exclusion. That's just not going to happen.
But he left the door wide open for possible changes that stopped short of getting rid of the exclusion. For example, one possibility, said John Shields of the number-crunching Lewin Group, would be to make people pay taxes on only the most expensive health care policies.
The tax exclusion for health benefits, if we were to cap that at, say, the average amount per worker right now, you'd raise about $700 billion in revenues over 10 years.
Meanwhile, back at the White House, officials continued to stress that the president doesn't like the idea of potentially taxing health insurance benefits, but they also said that redoing the health care system, including Medicare, is a long process, and this is just the beginning. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.